to the right.
Fart step. All right, we've got Rob on the phone from Nikolaisk. What's the scoop, Rob?
Hi, Virgil. Thank you. And we're here today from Nikolaisk High School in Nikolaisk, Alaska. As we mentioned yesterday, a small town just north of Homer. And we're up here this weekend for the Warrior Rumble 2010. They've held a tournament here every year for about the last 8 or 9 years. And I have to say they do a wonderful job, not just with the scheduling and everything else, but the amenities and the hospitality of the folks here is just incredible. And it's been a real pleasure to be here for this tournament. We're going to bring you a doubleheader today as we'll start out here in about 10 minutes as the King Cove Rookies take on the Nikolaisk Lady Warriors in the third-place game for the girls' round. And then following that, we'll have the King Cove T-Jacks taking on the Nikolaisk Warriors as the boys' team. Boys teams meet, and I believe that that game will be for the championship. There was some discussion about that. Due to King Cove's late arrival, they were credited with a forfeit in game one, which was scheduled to be against Nenana. Last night, Nenana was defeated by the Nikolaisk squad. And then earlier today, Homer, who was defeated by King Cove yesterday, in fact, just a few moments ago, they finished up a double overtime win over Nenana, 47. And that was a very exciting game. And so I believe if King Cove defeats Nikolaisk in the boys' game this afternoon, they will be champions. And if not, there will be some sort of shootout for the two teams that will have two wins, which would be I believe Nikolaisk and either Nenana or Homer. I'm not sure how this is going to work. It may even just go to Nikolaisk by virtue of Nenana's defeat earlier. So, and in the earlier game today, the championship game actually for the girls, we had Nenana defeating Quefluk 50-48 in just a tremendous ball game. High scoring for the girls, and Nenana won the game on a basket by Haley Tyler with 7 seconds left. And just already had a great day of basketball here at Nikolaisk, and we're getting ready for more here as we'll have the tip-off for the King Cove Rookies and the Nikolaisk Lady Warriors. And it looks like about 6-7 minutes, probably 6-4 minutes of warm-ups, and then we'll have the announcements and the introductions of the teams. And we'll go ahead and give you a quick rundown here of the players for the King Cove Rookies, coached by Connie Newton. We have Shaylin Walker, Bianca Kirkland, Candace Mack, Kelsey Lanham, Shauna Wheeler, Raylene Kachutin, Danielle Carlson, Dakota Walker, Courtney Wilson, Honey Lou Wilson, Raven Samuelson, Michaela McCallum, and Shauna Jo Calver. And for the Lady Warriors, coached by V. Kleitch, we have Sophia Kalugin, co-captain Kimmy Payne, captain Sarah Holub, Priscilla Dorval, Nianiela Dorval, Kilia Kojin, and Neo Neva Kojin. So I checked on the pronunciation of a couple of those names. This, of course, is a heavily Russian community. And so we have some unusual names here, and we wanted to get the pronunciation right. I was glad to do so. Kikilia Kojin, I asked her, did she go by Kiki? And she said a lot of people call her that, but she does not like that name. So we'll be referring to her as Kikilia. And so it's always good to try to say the names as best you can. Just to show you the layout of the gym and try to give you a picture here, as I mentioned yesterday, they have a new facility. They doubled the size of their old gym about 8 years ago. The very nice floor. The colors are maroon. The lines and the out-of-bounds and the free-throw lane are all painted maroon. There's some maroon padding up around the walls with the United States flag, the Alaska state flag. And you can probably hear some pretty loud music playing in the background here. And just a very nice facility here with the school. As we said earlier, they've hosted a tournament for about the last 9 or 10 years here in Nikolaisk, and they do a wonderful job. I believe this is King Cove's first trip into Nikolaisk, and so it might be that we would be invited back again in the future, and I'm sure we would want to take advantage of that if the offer is given. what lies ahead for the rookies and T-Jacks here in the next few days, depending on the finish time of the T-Jacks game and then the award ceremony to follow. The hope is that both teams will be able to travel back to Anchorage tonight, but that's not confirmed yet. Tomorrow, they have a scrimmage game scheduled against Job Corps, and that will not be broadcast, but that will be an excellent opportunity for both coaches, Connie Newton and Ralph Lindquist, to give their squad some work against an opponent and get some of the substitutes some good playing time as well. Monday, they're scheduled for a game against Matsu Valley, Tuesday against Wasilla Lake, and Wednesday against Lumen Christi before flying down to Bristol Bay on Thursday to participate in the Sockeye Tournament. And also participating in that, I believe, will be the Sandpoint Eagles boys team. And it's always a good tournament, very competitive, and a good challenge for the both squads, the King Cove, T-Jacks rookies, as well as the Sandpoint Eagles. We're going to, as we said, bring you a doubleheader today. Again, this girls' game is the third-place matchup, with the championship already having been decided in the early game between Nenana and Quetzalcoatl, Nenana prevailing 50-48. And then the boys' game that just finished between Nenana and the Homer Mariners JV squad, with Homer defeating Nenana 47-43 in double overtime. So, as I said earlier, we've had a lot of exciting basketball action already. We do want to thank KSDP Radio in Sandpoint and King Cove for bringing you these games live. You can listen on 8:30 a.m., I believe 88.1 FM, or you can live stream on the internet. You can Google KSDP 8:30 a.m., and you'll be able to connect that way via live streaming. The feedback that we've had is that the audio has been pretty good from here. We hope that it will continue to be so. We're bringing you this broadcast live from Nikolaevis High School via cell phone, and so we're going to do our best to give you a good play-by-play account of the game and hopefully cheer on our King Cove teams to victory in each of the next two games. The referees are making their introductions with the two head coaches, Connie Newton for the rookies and V. Kleisch for the Lady Warriors of Nikolaevis. We've had some very good officiating during this tournament so far, and a lot of close games. Last night, Nenana and Nikolaevis created one of the most physical and fast-paced games I've seen in a long time, and Nikolaevis took that one. I believe the final was 51-42, but the score was much closer than that final would suggest. Just a very physical, fast-paced game, and very entertaining. And so we're looking for two more games at that same level. And I'll let you hear the introductions here from Steve Fleisch. And then we'll pick up with the game action in just a moment. So hopefully you can hear public address announcer Steve Fleisch right now.
NSTAR and Subway of Homer for their generous contributions and made this tournament possible. Next to the contest features the rookies from King Cove, coached by Connie Newton, and the Warriors from Nikolaevis, coached by B. Pike. For the rookies, we have number 5, Shannon Walker. Number 10, Bianca Kirkland. Number 11, Candace Mack. Number 13, Kelly Lanham. Number 21, Raylene Kachutin. Number 24, Dakota Walker. Number 35, Mahala McCollum. Number 55, Honey Lou Wilson. And starting, number 14, Shauna Wheeler. Number 23, Danielle Carlson. 33, Raven Danielson. Captain number 25, Courtney Wilson. And captain number 41, Shauna Jocaliver.
There's your starting lineup for the rookies.
For the Nikolaevis Warriors.
And now we'll hear the lineup for the Nicolai Vis Lady Warriors.
Number 25, Deanne Lakojan. Number 13, Sophia Kalugan. Number 22, Priscilla Durval. Number 23, Mianila Durval. Our co-captain is number 14, Jimmy Payne. Number 20, our captain, Sarah Holler.
And there's your lineups for this afternoon's matchup between the King Cove Rookies and the Nicolai Vis Lady Warriors. Again, the starting five. The starting five for the King Cove Rookies. At guard, Shauna Jo Calver and Danielle Carlson. The forwards, Shauna Wheeler and Raven Samuelson. And starting at center for the rookies in this matchup is Courtney Wilson. And Shauna Wheeler, as a freshman, really performed well yesterday. Probably had the best game of any of the rookies. Active on the boards, great job defensively. And I believe she had probably 7 or 8 points. And despite the free throw shooting difficulties of most of the team, Shauna did a good job and also made a lot of baskets underneath. So we're looking for a good competitive matchup here today between these two teams. The referees are at center court. The team's in their final huddle with the coaches. The Nicolai Vis Lady Warriors take the court. Do a good ovation. We've got about half to two-thirds of the stands are full. They were completely full earlier with the Homer and Nenana crowds. And I know Homer had to travel for yet another game this afternoon, so their crowd has left. Now the rookies take the floor. And the opening tap will be between Shauna Wheeler and Yanella Dorval, and the ball goes out of bounds to the rookies. Starting for Nicolai Vis, we have Priscilla and Yanella Dorval, Kimmy Payne, Sarah Hullab, and Sophia Kalugin, who nearly makes a steal from Raylene Kochutin. Raylene gets the ball to Shauna Jo Calver, who dribbles down the left side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Shauna Wheeler, and she puts it in. Nice rebound there by Shauna for two, and the rookies draw first blood. 2-0, King Cove leading Nicolai Vis, 7:30 to play in the first quarter. Here's a steal and a pass into the middle. The ball's loose. Raylene can shoot and comes up with it. Nice defense by Raylene as the rookies opened up in a 2-3 zone. Raylene brings the ball up, picks up a dribble, looking for someone to pass to. And she gets it to Danielle Carlson. The ball's knocked in the backcourt, and Danielle recovers and brings it back into the front court. Picks up her dribble, passes over to Raylene with a shot. No good. Shauna Wheeler saves it in to Danielle, and she draws a foul. And the number 14, Kimmy Payne for Nicolai Vis. And Coach Connie Newton calls a timeout for the rookies. 7 minutes and 3 seconds, still in our first minute of play here. The rookies 2, the Lady Warriors nothing. The rookies opening up aggressive here on defense and on offense. A good offensive rebound last time down by Shauna Wheeler, who put the ball back up and in. There's the timeout buzzer and the referees notifying each team. It's time to head back to the court. These rookies are a young team, but they have a deep bench. The Lady Warriors only have 7 players on their roster, so if fatigue or foul trouble becomes a factor, the rookies should have the edge. Rookies ball underneath their own basket. Shauna Jo Calvert inbound, and the referee hands her the ball. She slaps it and looks for someone to pass in into Shauna Wheeler. She drives the lane, kicks it out to Kochutin, drives down the right side. Raylene all the way in. Nice move and lays it in. Nice play by Raylene. And it's 4-0. King Cove rookies. Nicolai Vis brings the ball up. Ball down to Dorval in the corner. She lobs it out. The high pass. Kimmy Payne comes up with it. Priscilla Dorval. She gets it inside. Back to Sophia Kalugin. She kicks it in the middle. And there's a shot no good by Dinella Dorval. The rebound is taken away by Danielle Carlson. She drives. She's got no numbers. It goes in 1-on-4 and draws the foul. number 23, Nianella Dorval. And so Danielle Carlson will go to the line for two. And I think I made a mistake in the opening, the starting lineups for the rookies. As Danielle makes her first free throw, pushing the rookies' lead to 5-0. I think I said Raven Samuelson, but actually Raylene and Coach Shooten started. And the second shot by Danielle is up off the rim, rebounded by Shauna Wheeler, who goes back up, and her shot is no good. Down with the rebound is Sophia Kalugin, gets it to Sarah Hollum, who drives up court. She's stopped by Raylene Coach Shooten and now throws the ball into the backcourt. And it's picked up there by Sophia Kalugin, but that'll be an over-and-back violation against the Lady Warriors. King Cove rookies ball out of bounds right in front of our scorer's table here. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Rookies 5, and the Lady Warriors of Nikolaevsk have yet to get on the scoreboard. Nice pick by Raylene Kochutin as Shauna Calvert dribbles into the lane. Kicks it over to Raylene. She goes down the corner, now brings it back out to the top. All the way around the world, dribble. Raylene shoots the ball, no good. And the rebound is brought off there by Sophia Kalugin, gets it to Sarah Hollup. She brings the ball across the timeline, calls the play, passes over to Kalugin on the right wing. She dribbles down to the corner, throws it to Priscilla Dorval, into Nianella Dorval, who hits a nice shot off the glass. Nice play there. Nice play there by the Lady Warriors as they get on the board. It's 5-2 rookies. Sean Joe Calver brings the ball across the timeline. She's dribbling. Screened by Raylene Kochutin, who gets the ball from Calver. Raylene dribbling at the top of the three-point arc. Hands the ball to Danielle Carlson. Danielle drives in, picks up her dribble. And now we have a timeout, a short 30-second timeout called by Coach Connie Newton. Something we've noticed here with the rookies in the early going is they seem to keep picking up their dribble when they don't have to. And the Lady Warriors are quick to recognize that and trap the girl with the ball. And so it's making for a lot of trouble for the rookies keeping the ball moving when they're on offense. 5 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The rookies, the Lady Warriors, 5-2. Shauna Wheeler and Raylene Kochutin both with two. Danielle Carlson with a free throw. And Nianella Dorval has 2 points for the Lady Warriors. 30-second timeout is over. Both teams take the floor again. It'll be rookies' ball on the far side. On your radio dial, the rookies are moving right to left. Kochutin inbounds to Calver. Back to Kochutin, and Raylene's going to be called for a double dribble. So she made a nice move. She just forgot to keep her dribble going, and the ball goes over to the Lady Warriors. Kimmy Payne bringing the ball across the timeline this time. Has Hollup on the right wing. She kicks it over to her. She dribbles down and passes it into Priscilla Dorval, who went to the floor. It looked like she went to the floor of her own accord, but they've called a foul on Shauna Wheeler. That's Shauna's first. Team's first. And ball's inbound to Priscilla Dorval. I'm sorry, Nianella Dorval. And we have a foul. She attempts a shot, a foul on Raylene Kochutin. So Nianella Dorval will go to the line, and she'll be shooting two for the Lady Warriors. And her first shot is up and off the left side of the rim, no good. She'll have one more. And we're going to have a substitute. Let's see, for the Lady Warriors. Number 24, Kika Liakojin will come in. As number 22, Priscilla Dorval sits down. Looked like Priscilla had a scrape on her elbow and perhaps bleeding. And, of course, she'll have to come out and get that patched up. Second shot now for Nianella Dorval, and it's up off the back of the rim. The rebound is loose, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Danielle Carlson. And she's holding her elbow, but I think she's okay. Lady Warriors ball inbounds. And the ball is loose now into the basket, and it's picked up by Courtney Wilson, who gets it stolen there by number 13, Sophia Kalugin. Her shot's no good, and Carlson comes off the rebound. Danielle dribbling through traffic, and now the ball is loose. Shauna Wheeler picks it up, and picks the loose ball. She misses a shot. Shauna Wheeler grabs the rebound. And we have a foul on Sophia Kalugin. a non-shooting foul to be rookie's ball underneath. A lot of action there, scramble into the basket. Shawnee Joe Calver inbounds the ball to Raylene Cochutin. Raylene dribbles back to the top. She's being closely followed by Kimmy Payne. Now she makes a nice move to the left and drives in the lane. Shot no good, put back up, and in. And I believe that was Raylene Cochutin getting her own rebound. 7-2, rookies lead. 4:13 to go in the first quarter. Kalugin gets the ball, passes out, and Raylene Cochutin nearly made the steal. Sarah Holub dribbles over to the left wing. Now she passes back out to the top to Kimmy Payne, to Kalugin. Dribbles down the right wing. She stops it. The ball is not loose by Danielle Carlson, but recovered by Kimmy Payne. Throws across court to Sarah Holland. The ball is loose in the middle. Danielle Carlson comes up with the steal. Gets it off to Raylene Cochutin. She takes it down, guarded closely by Niniella Dorval. Dorval goes probably 6 feet or over. And now we have a pass from Danielle Carlson to Shawnee Joe Calver, and it goes off her hand and out of bounds. Turnover by the rookies. 3:40 to play in the first period. 7-2, rookies leading the Lady Warriors. Sarah Holler brings the ball across the timeline, kicks it over to Kalugin. She's closely guarded by Danielle Carlson, and she travels. Good tight defense there by Danielle Carlson. Candace Mack now checks in for the rookies, replacing Raylene Cochutin. Candace, a freshman, who also had a very good game yesterday. Danielle Carlson inbounds to Shauna Calvary, brings the ball across half court. Screen there by Carlson. Calvert drives all the way in and misses the layup. And the rebound is brought down by Kalugin. Kicks it out to Kimmy Payne. Well, that was a nice-looking play. They just couldn't finish the shot. Kimmy Payne to Sarah Holub. Back to Kalugin. To Payne to Holub. Playing catch in the middle to Dorval. Back out to Holub. Rookies in a 2-3 defense right now. Holub kicks it on the left wing to Kimmy Payne, who shoots a 2. No good. And the rebound is lost out of bounds. Off of Shauna Calvert. Back to the Lady Warriors. And now we have Priscilla Dorval checking in for Ianella Dorval. 2:57 to play first quarter. Lady Warriors ball underneath. Kalugin looking for someone to throw the ball to, and she finds Priscilla, who kicks it out to Kimmy Payne. And Kimmy, looked like she traveled, but the call was not made. And now here's a throw, and another backcourt violation as Priscilla Dorval threw the ball out for Sarah Holub, and it went over her head. Holub is the captain of the Lady Warriors, a 5-foot junior. And now we have a timeout on the floor by Lady Warriors coach B. Kleitch, a 30-second timeout. Again, we'll be bringing you a doubleheader today. We do hope our cell phone connection continues to work. And we're going to bring you this game currently in progress between the King Cove and the Nikolaevsk Lady Warriors, followed by the championship game of this tournament between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Nikolaevsk Warriors as well. This game so far had a lot of action and some missed opportunities by both teams, but the rookies currently hold a 7-2 lead. And the rookies win by the ball, Candace Mack into Shauna Calver. She brings it across the timeline, closely guarded by Sarah Holland. Nice crossover dribble. Gets the ball to Danielle Carlson in the lane. Her shot trickles around and in. So nice shot there. Nice shooter's touch there, shown by Danielle. And the rookies extend their lead to 9-2. Sarah Holland brings the ball up, passes to Kalugin, back to Holland on the left wing to Payne, down in the corner to Dorval. To Payne on the left wing. Gets it inside to Holland, and the ball is knocked loose. Shauna Wheeler comes up with it. Her pass is too long for Carlson. And intercepted by Kimmy Payne, who brings it back into the front court for the Lady Warriors. She calls the play and passes to Kalugin down the right corner. Another steal by Danielle Carlson, and she gets the ball to Candace Mack. Over to Shauna Calver. Shauna Wheeler trailing the play. Shauna Calver goes in and lays it in off the glass. She lost control. Got the ball back, put it in keys. With just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, holding an 11-2 lead. Holub has the ball at the top of the three-point arc over to Payne, to Dorval, back to Payne. She tries to get into Holub, stolen away by Candace Mack. Candace looks down for Courtney Wilson. Courtney's shot is up and good. Nice-looking fast break there by the rookies. Candace Mack did a good job of getting into the open court and looking for the open girl down court, and Courtney Wilson was hustling down and was rewarded with an easy two. 13-2 now. Rookies lead. Danielle Carlson close to guarding. Kalugan and Shauna Wheeler comes up with the steal. Danielle has it dribbling down 2-on-3 for the rookie. She passes it into Candace Mack, and Candace's shot is no good. Danielle comes up with it, but it's taken away under the basket by Holland. 1 minute exactly to play in the first quarter. Holland driving down. She takes a shot, no good, and gets her own rebound as it came off long. She kicks it out to Kalugan. Cross-court pass to Kimmy Payne. Back to Kalugan at the top of the circle to Sarah Holland. Down and stolen by Shauna Wheeler, and she's going to draw a rebound foul after the steal. I believe the foul's going to be on Sarah Holland. Sarah Holland with the foul, her first, and that would be the team's fourth. Shauna Wheeler gets a breather. Honey Lou Wilson checks into the game. Honey Lou wearing number 55. Her bags were kicked off the plane in King Cove, so she's had to wear a T-Jax jersey. The pass goes down to Smack, who drives in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound. We have a jump ball. As Candace Mack and Sophia Kalugan were tied up there. Possession arrow points to the Lady Warriors, and they'll bring it up with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sarah Holland coming up now to the top of the arc, kicks it over to Kalugan, back to Holland, and over to number 25, Neonila Kojin, who has checked into the game. Holland drives down close and guarded by Carlson, who ties her up, and the rookies will have the ball. Danielle Carlson showing some very intense pressure defense every time down the floor so far in this first quarter. And her defense has directly resulted in probably four or five turnovers for the Lady Warriors. The ball goes up from Shauna Calvert to Candace Mack. And Candace drug her foot, so that'll be a traveling call. And it'll be Lady Warriors ball with 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbounded by Kalugan to Holland. She picks it up, dribbles across the timeline. Pass over to, stolen by Shauna Calvert. And she does not get a shot off before the buzzer, but that's the end. By the rookies, Courtney Wilson came up with that one and dished the ball off to Danielle Carlson, and she was called for the travel. So to go back to the Lady Warriors, 7:48 to play second quarter, rookies 13, Lady Warriors 2. Inbounded on the side by Kimmy Payne. She looks for Sarah Holland, and the ball is stolen by Carlson again. And she is throws the ball over to off of Courtney Wilson and intercepted by Kimmy Payne. Kimmy brings it down, shoots a two, off the glass, no good. The rebound is loose and brought out Candace Mack with the rebound. She brings the ball up court. She looks down for Shauna Jo Calvert and watches it too long. She had it open under the basket. And another turnover for the rookies. And Raylene Kachutin checks in to the game for Danielle Carlson. During the intermission between quarters, Shauna Wheeler checked back in, replacing Honey Lou Wilson. Shauna just went out for a few seconds there. Looked like she was a little bit shaken up, and she's back in. Kimmy Payne with the ball now. Over to Kojin, to Dorval, to Kojin. And the ball is stolen again. Off the railing, Coach Shooting to Shauna Jo Calvert, and Shauna Jo lost the ball out of bounds. So another missed opportunity there for the rookies. They're doing a tremendous job on defense, and if they can start converting all of those into easy buckets on the offensive end, we'll have a blowout here. 7 minutes to go in the second period, and another errant pass by the Lady Warriors, recovered by Sarah Holub. She gets the ball in and passes it right to Shauna Jo Calvert. Shauna Jo takes the ball back the other way, and she throws a pass underneath for Candace Mack. The ball is dealt, shot is no good. Brandon Kochutin up with it. Her shot is no good. Courtney Wilson grabs a rebound. No good underneath, and the rebound is pulled out by Neniela Dorval off to Kimmy Payne, who brings it into the front court, guarded by Shauna Wheeler. Shauna Wheeler drops back down to the 2-3 zone as the ball is over to Neniela Kojin. She puts it on the left side to Kikalia Kojin, who misses a shot from the corner. And now we have a pass by Shauna Wheeler. It's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Warriors. And the rookies will maintain possession. Coach Connie Newton not happy at all with the rookies passing right now. A lot of lob passes being intercepted. And she lets him know about it. All right, inbounded by Raylene Kochutin to Shauna Calvert into the front court. Nice screen by Candace Mack that frees Calvert up for an 8-foot jumper in and out. The rebound underneath is missed by Courtney Wilson. Shauna Calvert gets it back, puts it up, and she's fouled. Shauna draws the foul from number 23. Neniela Dorval, and that'll be Niniela's second foul, team's fifth. 13-2, rookies, 6:08 to go in the second period. Shauna Calvert at the line, shooting two. First one is up off the back of the rim, no good. The rookies really had a poor day at the line yesterday. And if they had been able to shoot their free throws better, they would have emerged victorious over the Quiffluck Lady Kings, but it was not to be the case as they fell 42-33. Second free throw on the way from Shauna Jo Calver, and it's also off the back of the rim. And the rebound is pulled down there by Niniela Kojin. She gets it in the front court. Sarah Holub dribbling now near the half-court circle. She kicks it over on the right to Tolukin. Inside, and we have a nice block. Shauna Calver with a block on Niniela Dorval. Shauna giving away about 6 inches against Dorval, but still managed to block her shot. Now we have it steal by Courtney Wilson, and it's knocked away from behind by Sophia Kalugin. Out of bounds, rookies basketball. Coach Newton pacing the sideline here. Candace Mack brings ball across half court. Nice screen by Shauna Calver. Candace drives all the way down. Lobs it into Courtney Wilson. Her shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Shauna Wheeler. And Shauna Wheeler hitting the offensive boards. Her shot is no good, but she draws a foul. And that's going to be number three on Niniela Dorval. Her third, team six. Shauna Wheeler at the line for two. Shauna wearing number 14. Her first shot is up, and a bad miss there by Shauna. A couple of subs checking in now for the Lady Warriors. Priscilla Dorval replaces Niniela. And Kimmy Payne comes in for Niniela Kojin. The rookies wearing the black uniforms with white striping and gold numbers. The Lady Warriors white with red, or maroon, actually. Shauna Wheeler's second one is up and good. Nothing but net on that one. And the rookies extend their lead to 14-2. And Holub has the ball on the left wing for the Lady Warriors. Over to Priscilla Dorval. Her pass is intercepted by Candace Mack. Looking for some help. Shauna Wheeler back there to take the pass and gets it over to Shauna Calver. She lobs it down to Raylene Cochute on the left wing. Raylene gets it into Candace Mack. Candace shot is up off the back of the rim. Rebound inside by Courtney. No good. Shauna Wheeler back to Courtney. And she puts it in. So good work on the offensive boards there by the rookies, and they take a 16-2 lead. Courtney Wilson now with 4 points. Holla brings the ball across the line. Kicks it over to Kalugin on the right wing. She gets it down in the corner to Kikilia Kojin. She's trapped there, and she steps on the line. Good defense there by Courtney Wilson and Shauna Wheeler. We got one, I think. And we have a timeout. Thought we had a foul call, but we didn't. We had a timeout by the Lady Warriors. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we have 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. King Cove rookies 16, Nikolaevsk Lady Warriors 2. Give you a quick rundown of the points. While we have a moment for the Lady Warriors, Niniela Dorval has their only two. And for the King Cove rookies, we have Shauna Wheeler with 3, Raylene Cochutin 4, Danielle Carlson 3, Courtney Wilson 4, and Shauna Jo Calver chipping in with 2. The rookies have looked very impressive on defense thus far, putting a lot of pressure on the ball. Danielle Carlson doing an exceptionally good job on the defensive end, forcing 5 or 6 Nikolaevsk turnovers already. And then Courtney Wilson and Shauna, an outstanding job on the offensive boards. Timeout is over. The rookies inbound the ball. Candace Mack to Shauna Calver brings it across the timeline. Crossover dribble off the screen by Raylene Cochute and kicks over to Candace Mack. Lobs it into Courtney. She spins it in off the backboard. Good shot by Courtney. Beautiful pass there. Just a nice design play there by the rookies. They executed it well. Coach Connie Newton was happy with that one, and they go up 18-2. Rookies in a 2-3 defense. And Kalugin gets it down to Holub on the right corner. She launches a shot, and good. That's going to be a 2-pointer by Sarah Holub. Nice shot by Sarah. And The rookie's lead is 18-4. Candace Mack takes a pass from Shauna Calver. She lobs it in again to Courtney Wilson. No good. Shauna Wheeler shot is no good. Courtney Wilson misses it. And Kimmy Payne comes away with the rebound. The ball is loose. And Raylene could shoot and comes back up with it. Hectic action here. She gets the ball over to Candace Mack. Drives down, lobs it into Courtney Wilson. No good. And the loose ball is tied up. Ball's tied up with Sophia Kalugin and Shauna Wheeler. It's going to be Lady Warriors' ball. So some hectic action there. And again, the rookies missing some easy shots. The plays they're running are leaving Courtney Wilson. Ethan, if Courtney can convert a few more of these, she'll have a really nice game. Lady Warriors bring the ball across half court. 3:25 to go in the first half. Hollab gets it over to Kimmy Payne. Back to Hollab on the right wing to Sophia Kalugin, whose pass is stolen by Shauna Wheeler. Another good defensive play by Shauna. Ball goes over to Shauna Calver, who brings it across court. And she's dribbling back and forth. Kicks it out to Candace Mack at the top of the circle. Underneath the shot. Her shot is no good. The ball is loose underneath. Again, picked up by Shauna Jo Calver. Her shot is no good. And the ball is going to go out of bounds off of the rookies. Lady Warriors ball. Checking in now for the Lady Warriors, Neonila Kojin. And for the rookies, Elanum enters the game, replacing Shauna Wheeler. Shauna again holding her shoulder. And looks like she's trying to loosen up there. So Kelsey Lanham checks in the game. She'll be in the low post in the 2-3 zone. Hollab with the ball. She brings it up, and it's over to Kojin. Back to Hollab on the right wing to Kimmy Payne, who launches a shot, and she's going to be fouled from behind. That'll be Raylene's second, team's third. And Kimmy Payne will go to the line for two. Raylene went for the steal and missed it and then tried to recover. Kimmy Payne's first shot is up and off the rim, no good. She'll have one more. Candace Mack comes to the lane at place for the rebound. 2:43 to go in the first half. Kimmy Payne's second shot is up and good. And the King Cove rookies lead is 18-5. The ball is inbounded by Shauna Calver to Candace Mack and back to Calver. Shauna dribbles up to the half court line. She's guarded there closely by Sarah Hollum. Goes down the right wing. Kicks one. Courtney Wilson wide open underneath, and Courtney makes that one. Time. And a good look by Shauna Calver, and Courtney finished it off nicely. And that makes the score 20-5, rookies. Sarah Hollum brings the ball down. She's closely guarded by Rand and Coach Hooten. Over to Kojin, back to Hollum. Dribbles over to the left side, kicks it on top to Kojin, and Yanila drug her foot there. She faked a pass to the right, went back to the left, and she's called for a traveling violation. Turnover to the rookies. 2:12 left to play in the first half. Candace Mack inbounds the ball to Shauna Calver. Referee counting off the second. Shauna gets it across the timeline without any pressure. Lobs it over on the right to Candace Mack. Candace's shot is up. No good. And the rebound comes off to Sophia Kalugin. Kimmy Payne is pressing the action. Closely guarded by Raylene Kochutin. She needs to be careful. Raylene has two fouls. Over to Kalugin, down to Hollab on the right wing, guarded by Kelsey Lanham. She kicks it out topside to Neonila Kojin. Back inside to Sophia Kalugin. And we're going to have a pushing foul on Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey's first. And that'll be the team's fourth. So it looked like Kelsey went to try to force her to the baseline. Courtney Wilson was there as well, but the referee saw a push. The ball will be inbounded by Kalugin, guarded closely by Kelsey Wilson or Kelsey Lanham in a battle of number 13. And the shot is rebounded. Aaron's shot is rebounded by Kalugin, and she puts it up and in. So a nice bucket there by Kalugin. And the score is 20-7. Rookies. Shauna Calver with it. Side. Courtney Wilson, no good. The rebound comes off to Kalugin. And the Lady Warriors bring the ball back across the timeline. A lot of action inside again. Another missed opportunity by the rookies. And here's a steal. The ball's loose. Courtney gets it ahead to Candace. She hits Shauna Jo Calver on the right wing. Shauna Jo lays it up. No good. The rebound, Raven Samuelson with the putback. A good follow by Raven, and the rookies extend their lead to 22-7 as the clock ticks down to 45 seconds left in the first half of this third-place matchup between the King Cove rookies and the Nikolaevis Lady Warriors. Kimmy Payne has the ball. Janina Kojin, she dribbles across, and she's tied up by Shawna Calver, and the possession arrow points to the rookies. So 33 seconds to go in the first half, and the rookies will have the ball out right in front of us. Candace Mack gets it from the referee and inbounds to Shawna Calver. She comes across it. We'll see by Sarah Hall. Shawna picks up her dribble. She gets it across court to Raven Samuelson, who dribbles back to Calver. Calver lobs it down for Candace Mack, who takes it in. A lob into Courtney Wilson. Her shot is over. Kelsey Wilson with it. She goes up, and it's partially blocked. The ball is taken out now by number 13, Kalugin, with less than 10 seconds. She goes down and shoots. Logan gets her own rebound, and it's good by Sophia Kalugin. So, Shawna Calver lost it one. No good if the buzzer goes off. Ending the first half, and our score at the half is the King Cove rookies 22, the Nikolaevis Lady Warriors 9. We'll take about an 8-minute break, and we'll be back with you for second half action here at the Nikolaevis High School Warrior Rumble in this third place game between the rookies and the Lady Warriors.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rob. I'm going to get back to some music.
B-B-A-B-Y, B-B-L-U-E, B-B-A-B-Y,
B-B-L-U-E. And looks for someone to pass in into Shawna Wheeler. She drives the lane, kicks it out to Kochutin, drives down the right side, Raylene all the way in. Nice move and lays it in. Nice play by Raylene. And it's 4-0, King Cove rookies. Nikolaevis brings the ball up. Ball down to Dorval in the corner. She lobs it out. The high pass. Kimmy Payne comes up with it. Priscilla Dorval. She gets it inside. Back to Sophia Kalugin. She kicks it in the middle. And there's a shot no good by Daniela Dorval. The rebound is taken away by Danielle Frost. And she drives. She's got no numbers. But goes in 1-on-4 and draws the foul. On number 23, Nianella Dorval. And so Danielle Carlson will go to the line for 2. And I think I made a mistake in the starting lineups for the rookies. As Danielle makes her first free throw, pushing the rookies' lead to 5-0. I think I said Raven Samuelson, but actually Raylene Kochutin started. And the second shot by Daniels up off the rim, rebounded by Shawna Wheeler, who goes back up, and her shot is no good. Down with the rebound is Sophia Kalugin, gets it to Sarah Hollum, who drives up court. She's stopped by Raylene Kochutin and now throws the ball into the backcourt. And it's picked up there by Sophia Kalugin, but that'll be an over-and-back violation against the Lady Warriors. King Cove rookies ball out of bounds right in front of our scorer's table here. 6:10 to go in the first quarter, rookies 5. And the Lady Warriors of Nikolaevis have yet to get on the scoreboard. Nice pick by Raylene Kochutin as Shawna Calver dribbles into the lane. Kicks it over to Raylene. She goes down the corner, now brings it back out to the top. All the way around the world dribble. Raylene shoots the ball, no good. And the rebound is brought off there by Sophia Kalugin. Gets it to Sarah Hollup. She brings the ball across the timeline. Calls the play, passes over to Kalugin on the right wing. She dribbles down to the corner, throws it to Priscilla Dorval, into Nianella Dorval, who hits a nice shot off the glass. Nice play there. Nice play there by the Lady Warriors as they get on the board. It's 5-2, rookies. Shawn Joe Calver brings the ball across the timeline. She's dribbling. Screened by Raylene Kochutin, who gets the ball from Calver. Raylene dribbling at the top of the three-point arc. Hands the ball to Danielle Carlson. Danielle drives in, picks up her dribble. And now we have a timeout, a short 30-second timeout called by Coach Tommy Newton. Something we've noticed here with the rookies in the early going is they seem to keep picking up their dribble when they don't have to. And the Lady Warriors are quick to recognize that and trap the girl with the ball. And so it's making for a lot of trouble for the rookies keeping the ball moving when they're on offense. 5 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The rookies, the Lady Warriors, 5-2. Shauna Wheeler and Raylene Cochutin both with two. Danielle Carlson with a free throw. And Nianella Dorval has 2 points for the Lady Warriors. 30-second timeout is over. Both teams take the floor again. It'll be Rookies ball on the far side. On your radio dial, the Rookies are moving right to left. Cochutin inbounds to Calver. Back to Cochutin, and Raylene's going to be called for a double dribble. So she made a nice move. She just forgot to keep her dribble going, and the ball goes over to the Lady Warriors. Kimmy Payne bringing the ball across the timeline this time. Has Hull up on the right wing. She kicks it over to her. She dribbles down and passes it into Priscilla Dorval, who went to the floor. It looked like she went to the floor of her own accord, but they've called a foul on Shauna Wheeler. That's Shauna's first. Team's first. And ball's inbound to Priscilla Dorval. I'm sorry, Nianella Dorval. And we have a foul. She attempts a shot, a foul on Raylene Cochutin. So Nianella Dorval will go to the line, and she'll be shooting two for the Lady Warriors. And her first shot is up and off the left side of the rim, no good. She'll have one more. And we're going to have a substitute. Let's see, for the Lady Warriors, number 24, Kika Liakojin will come in. As number 22, Priscilla Dorval sits down. Looks like Priscilla had a scrape on her elbow and perhaps bleeding, and of course she'll have to come out and get that patched up. Second shot now for Nianella Dorval, and it's up off the back of the rim. The rebound is loose, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Danielle Carlson. And she's holding her elbow, but I think she's okay. Lady Warriors ball inbounds, and the ball is loose now into the basket, and it's picked up by Courtney Wilson, who gets it stolen there by number 13, Sophia Kalubin. Her shot's no good, and Carlson comes off the rebound. Danielle dribbling through traffic, and now the ball is loose. Shauna Wheeler picks it up, and picks the loose ball. She misses a shot. Shauna Wheeler grabs the rebound. And we have a foul on Sophia Kalugin, a non-shooting foul, and it'll be Rookie's ball underneath. A lot of action there, scramble into the basket. Shauna Jo Calver inbounds the ball to Raylene Cochutin. Raylene dribbles back to the top. She's being closely followed by Kimmy Payne. Now she makes a nice move to the left and drives in the lane. Shot no good, put back up, and in. And I believe that was Raylene Cochutin getting her own rebound. 7-2. Rookies lead 4:13 to go in the first quarter. Kalugin gets the ball, passes out, and Raylene Cochutin nearly made the steal. Sarah Holub dribbles over to the left wing. Now she passes back out to the top to Kimmy Payne, to Kalugin. Dribbles down the right wing. She stops. The ball is knocked loose by Danielle Carlson, but recovered by Kimmy Payne, who throws it cross court to Sarah Holub. The ball is loose in the middle. Danielle Carlson comes up with the steal. Gets it off to Raylene Cochutin. She takes it down. Guarded closely by Nianella Dorval. Dorval goes probably 6 feet or over. And now we have a pass from Danielle Carlson to Shauna Jo Calver, and it goes off her hand and out of bounds. Turnover by the Rookies. 3:40 to play in the first period. 7-2, Rookies leading the Lady Warriors. Sarah Holla brings the ball across the timeline, kicks it over to Kalugin. She's closely guarded by Danielle Carlson, and she travels. Good tight defense there by Danielle Carlson. Candace Mack now checks in for the Rookies, replacing Raylene Cochutin. Candace, a freshman, who also had a very good game yesterday. Danielle Carlson inbounds to Shauna Calver, who brings the ball across half court. Screen there by Carlson. Calver drives all the way in and misses the layup. And the rebound is brought down by Kalugin. Kicks it out to Kimmy Payne. Well, that was a nice-looking play. They just couldn't finish the shot. Kimmy Payne to Sarah Holub, back to Kalugin, to Payne, to Holub, playing catch in the middle to Dorval, back out to Holub. Rookies in a 2-3 defense right now. Holub kicks on the left wing to Kimmy Payne, who shoots a two, no good, and the rebound is lost out of bounds. Also, Shauna Calver, back to the Lady Warriors. Now we have Priscilla Dorval checking in for Nianella Dorval. 2:57 to play first quarter. Lady Warriors ball underneath. Kalugin looking for someone to throw the ball to, and she finds Priscilla. who kicks it out to Kimmy Payne. And Kimmy, cool. It looked like she traveled, but the call was not made. And now here's a throw in the... Another backcourt violation as Priscilla Dorval threw the ball out for Sarah Holub, and it went over her head. Holub is the captain of the Lady Warriors, a 5-foot junior. And now we have a timeout on the floor by Lady Warriors coach B. Kleitch, a 30-second timeout. Again, we'll be bringing you a doubleheader today. We do hope our cell phone connection continues to work. And we're going to bring you this game currently in progress between the King Cove Huskies and the Nikolaevsk Lady Warriors, followed by the championship game of this tournament between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Nikolaevsk Warriors as well. This game so far had a lot of action and some missed opportunities by both teams, but the rookies currently hold a 7-2 lead. And the rookies win by the ball. Candace Mack into Shauna Calver. She brings it across the timeline, closely guarded by Sarah Holland. Nice crossover dribble. Gets the ball to Danielle Carlson in the lane. Her shot trickles around and in. So a nice shot there. Nice shooter's touch there, shown by Danielle. And the rookies extend their lead to 9-2. Sarah Holland brings the ball up, passes to Kalugin, back to Holland on the left wing to Payne, down in the corner to Dorval, to Payne on their left wing. Gets it inside to Holland, and the ball is knocked loose. Shauna Wheeler comes up with it. Her pass is too long for Carlson, and intercepted by Kimmy Payne, who brings it back into the front court for the Lady Warriors. She calls the play and passes it to Kalugin down the right corner. Another steal by Danielle Carlson, and she gets the ball to Candace Mack. Over to Shauna Calver. Shauna Wheeler trailing the play. Shauna Calver goes in and lays it in off the glass. She lost it. Got the ball back. Put it in the keys. With just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, holding an 11-2 lead. Holub has the ball at the top of the three-point arc over to Payne, to Dorval, back to Payne. She tries to get into Holub, stolen away by Candace Mack. Candace looks down for Courtney Wilson. Courtney's shot is up and good. Nice-looking fast break there by the rookies. Candace Mack did a good job of getting into the open court and looking for the open girl down court, and Courtney Wilson was hustling down and was rewarded with an easy two. 13-2 now. Rookies lead. Danielle Carlson closely guarding Kalugin, and Shauna Wheeler comes up with the steal. Danielle has it dribbling down 2-on-3 for the rookies. She passes it into Candace Mack, and Candace's shot is no good. Danielle comes up with it, but it's taken away under the basket by Holland. 1 minute exactly to play in the first quarter. Holland driving down. She takes the shot, no good. And gets her own rebound as it came off long. She kicks it out to Kalugin. Cross-court pass to Kimmy Payne. Back to Kalugin at the top of the circle to Sarah Holub. Down and then stolen by Shauna Wheeler. And she's going to draw a reaching foul after the steal. I believe the foul's going to be on Sarah Holub. Sarah Holub with the foul. Her first. And that would be the team's fourth. Shauna Wheeler gets a breather. Honey Lou Wilson checks into the game. Honeylou wearing number 55. Her bags were kicked off the plane in King Cove, so she's had to wear a T-Jacks jersey. The pass goes down to Smack, who drives in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound. We have a jump ball as Smack and Sophia Kalugin were tied up there. Position arrow points to the Lady Warriors, and they'll bring it up with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sarah Holub coming up now to the top of the arc, kicks it over to Kalugin. Back to Holub. And over to number 25, Neonila Kojin, who has checked into the game. Holub drives down close and guarded by Carlson, who ties her up. And the rookies will have the ball. Danielle Carlson showing some very intense pressure defense every time down the floor so far in this first quarter. And her defense has directly resulted in probably four or five turnovers for the Lady Warriors. The ball goes up from Shauna Calvert to Candace Mack. And Candace drug her foot, so that'll be a traveling call, and it'll be Lady Warriors ball with 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbounded by Kalugin to Holub. She picks it up, dribbles across the timeline. Pass over to, stolen by Shauna Calver, and she does not get a shot off before the buzzer, but that's the end of the first quarter with the score. King Cove rookies 13, Nikolaevsk Lady Warriors 2. We'll be back with you in 60 seconds. with the first quarter with the score. King Cove rookies 13, Nikolaevsk Lady Warriors 2. We'll be back with you in 60 seconds.